Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5. With Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. We're back. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. We got a great schedule on tap this week. The NFL schedule and the primetime games, Dan, are outstanding.
Elite. It's an elite NFL schedule week.
Finally. In college, we'll find out.
College schedule is kind of weak.
But just to kick things off, a couple of things. So you've seen movies, right? Like Major League. Remember, Pedro Serrano. He was in a street. He was in a slump, and he found Jobu. Remember?
Yes.
And then he found Buddha. Jobu, Buddha, Buddha, Jobu.
Gotcha.
And then he gets to the plate, and he's all, you know, they tried to like get a live chicken. Remember? And you know, it just didn't work out. So it's the playoffs. He can't hit the curveball, and he goes, you know, fuck you, Jobu. I do it myself. He hits the home run, and then, you know, life is good.
Yeah.
There's other movies, like Bull Durant, guys wear like women's clothing. You know, there's a lot of superstitions in sports. Last week, we couldn't find a studio. We couldn't find a studio, and there just happened to be one with two guitars in there.
The guitar worked, man.
Listen, 90% of the people loved it and laughed. And if you listened, you won money because we went, what, 8-3 on our PPs?
I think it was 7-3 or 8-3 on the PPs.
Whatever.
And then
we did well.
17-6, I think, last week overall.
We're back. Now listen, the guitar, that was a one time thing. If we nice fight going on.
Hockey
right now. Love
there
that.
There we go. Hockey fight, baby.
But the guitar's gone. 10% of the people hated it. 90% of the people loved it.
Yeah, if you hated it, it got us off the fucking schneid.
I'll tell you this much. I was getting tweets from people. Potatoes and blue fields. I was getting fade Charlie Strong. people were like, I'm glad everyone listened. I'm glad some people enjoyed it. I'm glad some people hated it. But it's just like sports, man. Sometimes you gotta shake it up a little bit. And so the guitar is put away this week, Dad. So but yeah, we had a good week. We won't kiss our asses. It's you're as good as your last game.
No, I mean we had a bunch of bad weeks, so there's no reason to kiss our asses, especially me, and so whatever. But we're fucking into college basketball, baby, and I am excited. So I run a model based in college basketball. I use a model based upon specific plays and situational model, not like not other model, you know, other kind of models that other people use. Anyways, so basically I went 8-1 the other day. I posted model's finally working, 8-1, needed some data, got a little shit for it because I was happy about the model working, whatever, but the model's working, things are working, things are going well. NBA is getting the full gear, and Joe, this week NHL, I projected my first NHL full week this week. It's ready. So I will do an NHL projection segment this week. 10 games I projected in the past week. So it's going from Friday, tomorrow, which I don't think there's any games I'm taking tomorrow, up until Wednesday of next week. So it gets you a whole week, basically, or 6 days or whatever it is. So there you go. Got the NHL going. College basketball's going. I know you're getting into it. I'm getting into it. We have the tournaments going on. You were talking with Danny Ainge this morning about
going to Maui. And I'm going to be up late. Because I'm doing mornings right now.
And Danny Ainge is going to give you some inside info.
I'm doing mornings right now, but that holiday week, I'm not working weekend or mornings.
Yep.
So I might be actually gambling all day long.
I love it.
There was basketball today.
Yes,
we're recording this on Thursday.
I lost Florida after they were up by 16 at fucking half. They melted.
Oof.
Melted.
So the podcast really has generally been football because that's generally what the average public, right? What would you say? The
majority
mainstream
majority okay. Listeners like to bet football. We do a little bit of everything here. So we're not, I don't think we're going to do college basketball today.
Yeah.
We're going to do NHL.
I think we're still a little,
We're still a little bit out from college basketball. We're only four or five games in the season. Right around conference play is when Joe and I really kick into doing college basketball on the podcast. I'd say maybe another week or two we can start doing NBA too. We're getting pretty close. We could probably do NBA right now, but another week or two, you know, we'll do NBA. We'll start NHL this week. We'll do NFL and college football as well as we always do every week. We'll answer your questions. But yeah, big week. Things are looking up. By the way, Joe, obviously we said it last week, but we are doing an appearance at the football game, thanks to Joe Murray. He set this all up, by the way. At the Pats Cowboys game this Sunday in the Rodman Ford lot. So if you want to come hang out with us, talk some shop, you know, whatever.
I believe it's Route 1 North.
Yes.
Heading towards Rhode Island.
Correct. So Rodman Ford, come check us out. Come hang out with us. We'll talk some shop, you know, whatever you guys want to
do. Yeah, I have season tickets to the Patriots. I don't go to the games because it's too hard. It sucks. So I'm going to bring Dan, and we're going to set up a tailgate. They got a tent for us. You'll see the 98.5 Sports Hub vehicle. And we're tailgating. Like, we're going to be, like, hanging out with the crowd. We'll throw a football around.
We're going early.
So, yeah.
I got a mobile barbecue. Maybe I'll bring that.
I'm thinking about bringing my television so we can and my computer so we can watch Red Zone
in the
parking lot. I'm sure we can bet on games together.
In on that.
Legally.
Of course.
Yes.
With popcorn. Betting popcorn.
That's right. Yes.
We're betting popcorn.
Sausages.
Popcorn kernels.
Street meat.
Yes. Street meat.
Lambert subs.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that.
I will bet you three ketchup drops on my sausage.
Yes. By the way, I'm going out for the Wild Ortiz fight. This weekend.
That's right, I forgot about that.
And me and my friends usually bet the undercards. We don't know who anybody is, and so I might be doing that on Saturday.
I got you. I have a guy I might be able to help with that. A guy.
And just to get this one out of the way, Ortiz is Wilder is minus 600 in that fight. I'm not betting 600.
No.
I can't do it. And the Wilder Ortiz fight, that's what it's all about. So for all you boxing guys, that's our boxing second. If you're at the Patriots game or you just want to hang out. Like, dude, I've gone to Patriots games before just to tailgate. I've never even gone into the game. I've actually had tickets before. I went to a Broncos game on a Monday night with my buddy. We went to the parking lot. Everyone left. They went in. The Patriots were down like 14-17, nothing in the first quarter.
Freezing cold game?
I was at the game. But, dude, we never even made it in. So, listen,
that was the comeback. They came back. Welker fumbled the punt in overtime, right?
So my suggestion is you can park anywhere on Route 1. P10 is easy, and you can walk right down Route 1. Rodman Ford just put it in. There's a big Rodman tent. They're one of our big sponsors here at the Sports Hub. But come on by. Say hello. You can take pictures with us. You can shoot the shit. It'll be fun, and hopefully we can do more of those. And it's a big game. As we mentioned this week, we're going to give you a Periscope in a few. Well, we're doing that shortly. But Colts Texans is the Thursday night game.
I'll tweet that out right now.
We got Cowboys Patriots, which is 4:25 on Sunday. Packers Niners Sunday night football, and then of course Monday night football is the Ravens and Rams. So there's your NFL slate, and of course some big college football games. It's Penn State, Ohio State. People who follow Notre Dame, they're playing BC. Georgia, they're now number four in the playoffs. They take on Texas A&M, and Baylor, they fell last week, but they play Texas, and I know a lot of people are going to want to bet that game as well. So those are your big games. There's your big preview here, and we'll get into College football coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports league that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985 college football kicking it off on a Friday night in Wyoming, Dan. I like Colorado State off the bat, plus 6. I know you've been a Wyoming guy. They're 6-4, 3-2 against the spread at home this year. I watched Colorado State play last week. They covered by a hook against Air Force. They had a big lead, and they blew it. Usually teams that do that struggle the next week when they go on the road. You've watched Wyoming this year.
I've watched a lot of Wyoming this year. I would be very wary of taking Colorado State. Listen, Patrick O'Brien has not been a good quarterback for them this year, and his stats will mislead you because there's been a lot of garbage time for them, and they have had good performances. They were really good versus Utah State in the game, which I was very surprised they were going to cover, but they did. They stayed with Utah State, but in general, Colorado State has been a disappointment because of their injuries and kind of, you know, just a whole lot of change there. Wyoming lost their starting quarterback, but Tyler Vanderwall has come in and done a very, very good job so far for Wyoming. They're already over their season win total, 5.5, Joe. They're already at 6-4. They lost to Utah State at Utah State last week by 5. It was a close game. The week before, they lost at Boise State by 3. Okay? Back-to-back road games, tough. Now they get to go home, short week after facing two much better teams, and take on Colorado State. They should cover that easily.
Okay. Last year, Wyoming beat them 34-21. Totals at 50. So maybe that's another game to go with over in that one. But Dan likes Wyoming. All right, Dan. Let's get the Saturday card going with an interesting one. Rutgers, who we know sucks, versus Michigan State, who we know sucks. Rutgers 20-point dogs at home. Would you back Michigan State in this scenario?
No, I mean, I'm out of Michigan State. I mean, they should handle Rutgers. They should absolutely handle the shit out of them. But it's hard for me to want to back Michigan State after last week. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Can I tell you, I was actually impressed with Rutgers, even though they got their asses kicked by Ohio State, because OSU didn't cover.
Well, no, they didn't, and I'm not surprised by that. The number was.
But I mean,
so
I was
good.
Actually surprised that like Rutgers could do anything. They had like an interception. Or they like
Ohio State. Here's the thing: Ohio State's facing Penn State this week,
and Michigan next week.
I just don't think they game planned at all for Rutgers, and that's okay. I mean, that's not really a surprise there. They really shouldn't have to game plan for a team like Rutgers. Let me kind of pull into my handy dandy notes here. I would tell you right now that I like Michigan State to cover, and I would not ever bet it.
Okay.
So
the total's 45. It's live total's 43.
Yeah.
Over.
It's probably an over game. It probably is.
But both teams suck. Stay away. This is a noon game you don't want to touch.
Passing.
I'll tell you a team that's really hot right now is Virginia. Actually, did they win last week? I think they might have did, but they're 7-3, I know, on the season. They've been good of late, and they're playing Liberty, which I think is becoming a fade opportunity. For me, yeah, Virginia's won 2 in a row. Last year, they both teams played. UVA was at home. They won 45-24. Liberty has a quarterback, Calvert, that's very good. Like, he can throw the football well. I've watched him a little bit. Who they lose to? Was it Illinois again? Forget who they lost to. Whatever. All I know is Virginia's at home. They're hot right now, dude. I'd probably ride Virginia.
Did you watch them versus UMass? That was the last game they won. They lost to BYU last week only by a touchdown. Very surprising they were in that game.
Yeah, for me, this is Virginia's hot right now. One of the better ACC teams going.
Yep, You are correct, and that is why I am going to... I want to PP this one. I'm not going to yet. It's early. This is probably a game I'm going to add Saturday, maybe Friday night if I decide to. I really like Virginia here. I know the spread is 17. I know it opened 19. There's definitely somewhat of a sharp move towards Liberty, and maybe it's because it's that, you know, to get to that number, maybe they think 19's too much. But I like Virginia here to cover and win big. I like them to cover this number pretty easily. To me, Liberty has been a garbage team. Now, listen, they had a good week versus BYU last week. I'll give them credit on the road at BYU. You have to give credit, but on the road again, another week versus after coming off versus a very physical matchup versus BYU. This feels like a week where they just get absolutely smoked. I like UVA, and I like the over 55. I think UVA is going to light them up. Liberty will score a little bit, but I think Perkins has a real nice day at quarterback.
All right. BYU goes to UMass. I just want to say this quickly. Last week I had UMass. I bet it up to 42.
Yep.
It was 41.5 all week long. The line movement was crazy, too, because I think we gave it out on the pod, right? I think we gave out UMass on the pod. And because I remember everyone's like, Joe, do you still like UMass?
You had 43. See, that's one of the great things about doing the pod early. Sometimes the lines are going to move. So sometimes you get a good number.
It was 41.5 for most of the week. I bought it to 42. I got it minus 110 at
42. I think we had 43 locked in.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was.
Either way, it closed at 38. They came back and won 45-6 Northwestern. It was the strangest game. And you know that UMass had a chance from, like, the red zone? They let time expire. Like, they didn't even, like, have, like, pride to try to score at the end of the game. And it just makes me think that something was fishy.
Playing for the cover?
No, just it was a 21-6 game at half. Like, UMass had two interceptions and, like, it just something wasn't right. I know UMass sucks. I know they suck. Northwestern sucks too. But like, it came down to the damn line. It smelled like a rat.
BYU is 30 minus 39.5 right now.
I'm going back to the sore. I fade UMass this week. And I take a BYU team that's going to crush them by 40 plus.
Minus 39.5?
So PP. I said minus 40 on Toucher and Rich this morning. Give me the 39.5. I'll even do 40.
Bang, bang. You got your bell.
PP, ring that bell.
Well, I think it's fair because we gave it out at 40. We should do 40.
Boom.
Okay. BYU minus 40 PP.
We got a bell?
Jomer. Oh, yeah. I already got your bell.
Ring,
I'll play it again.
Ding, dong.
There it is.
Ring a ding, 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 dong.
There it is. You got double bell there. So.
Any? No? Nothing?
I don't.
I mean, it's a shit game.
Listen to me. I like BYU, okay? I think both teams are going to score. I think UMass is going to score. I do. If anything, I'm
69?
69 is a crazy high total for this game. I like the over.
I think BYU scoring 60.
I think so, too. I think BYU is going to light it up. Because here's the thing. BYU has had a rotation of quarterbacks all year.
Yeah.
They're going to keep rotating. I like BYU to cover this.
Also, game. It's Thanksgiving week. And if UMass, they lose, they're going to go party at the hangar after and say goodbye and then go get laid by everybody from where they're from and get the hell out of UMass.
Pretty much.
Amherst. You ever been out to Amherst? There's not a lot to do out there.
Oh, yes. I've been out there many a time.
And the Mormons, they're gonna have a big game.
And they will not get laid after.
time for some action. Ball State at Kent State. What the hell's happened to Ball State the last two games? They suck.
Well, this is the team I originally thought that, you know, was going to be the Ball State team. They're finally showing up. And in a spread last week where it looked to be a sharp side spread, Joe, like that looked to me when you looked at it, you're like, oh, man, Ball State looks like the sharp side this week. They didn't get blown out, but they did not cover. They did not look good. They lost that game to Central Michigan. To me, Kent State's on the rise, Ball State's on the fall. You got to go back to what you know. I like Kent State. Give me Kent State here. To me, this is the Kent State is the side to be on. That's it for me at least. So I would say Kent State if you're looking for a side here. I don't love this game. Really shitty MAC. I got to be honest with you, Joe. Usually I am locked in on the MAC. I feel like I have not been. good when it comes to the MAC this year. Just don't feel locked in like I have. Like, there's some teams I really like, Buffalo last night, that I'm, you know, locked in. But neither of these teams, I don't feel locked in on them. And I'm going to pass on the game. Probably total sitting in this one at 67.5 now, going up.
All right, moving on. UCF at Tulane. Tulane, man, last week. Huh, not so good last week.
Dude, what happened to the Green Wave?
What happened to UCF?
Started off so strong, and they lost to an outright live dog last week in Temple, but still.
Temple's a good team.
They're a good defensive team, and at home, their defense is showing up, but on the road, their defense is not traveling well. It's interesting.
I thought both these teams had a lot of offense. Central Florida, I couldn't believe, lost last week either.
A couple of disappointing teams. The fact that UCF is 7-3 is, I mean, are you shocked by that? Because, I mean, they've taken some bad losses.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh spot was, I get, at Tulsa and at Cincinnati. You got to win those games if you're a good team.
UCF is going to roll this game. They're going to roll.
Here's the thing. On the road, they've been bad. They've you know, out of their last four road games, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Temple, Tulsa, they've lost three of the last four. And I know they played very well at Temple, so I guess the home defense thing doesn't exactly, you know, count there. But it just, to me, I don't know. I think UCF is the right side too, Joe, but this is a game I would avoid. If you're looking for something in this one, play the over. Play the 71. Neither of these teams are playing very good defense right now. Tulane can score. UCF can score. Play the over. Again, it's not exactly sharp, but, I mean, that would be the way I would go.
6 points anytime with UCF. I like it. And Tulane was bad. Maybe at home again. I don't think they'll be a bad back-to-back week. So you know how I bet a lot of Big Ten basketball? I don't know what it is, but I got this focus right now on Northwestern. Like, every week I've been kind of following Northwestern around.
Are you fading them this week?
This week, they're playing Minnesota, who is off a loss against Iowa.
And, yeah, 14-point spread. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think Northwestern blows goats. Like, blows. Last year, Northwestern beat Minnesota 24-14 on the road.
I got to be honest with you. I really like Northwestern in this spot. Minnesota basically just had their season ended. Massive letdown game on the road. Everyone and their mother is on Minnesota this week, laying the 14. Feels like a backdoor. Joey Murr, PP, Northwestern plus 14. Love it this week. I love it.
I love it. Dude, Northwestern sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? They've been playing much better the past few weeks.
Against who? I'm sorry, against who?
UMass.
Against two, whatever. Hey, you got your lift stats over there.
I think this is a really good spot for them. They lost by two to Purdue, a game that they probably should have won. I think they got screwed in that game. I like Northwestern to win this game. That's just me.
All right, let's knock out a few things. Alabama without Tua, can they cover 57 points against Western Carolina?
Yes, I think they can.
Okay, we'll move on. Illinois, who sucks, is taking on Iowa. Iowa off a big win, now ranked 17. Illinois is 6-4 on the year, Dan. And I'm going to tell you this much. I'm not betting this game. I'm not going to PP it. Illinois is going to win outright.
Iowa is the sharp side right now. They're up to 15.5. I am out on betting another Illinois game this year.
But I'm not betting this game.
But you know what,
right now, take the points. Because I was riding high off that win last week.
Last week was
and
a
Illinois
huge
is
win
just
for
licking
them.
Their chops.
Huge.
Lovey's
win
loving
them.
It.
Huge win for them. Yeah,
so,
no, I'm out.
We're out. Okay, we're out. UConn plus 13.5 against ECU. This would be an ECU thing for me all day.
This line feels so weird, man. I don't know what's going on with this.
I think Eastern Carolina or nothing.
I agree. I mean, I'm not backing UConn in the spot, but like, why is that not 14? Why is that not 17? Like, Eastern Carolina is not a great team, but they're not this bad. By the way, forgot to mention in Minnesota, Tanner Morgan might be out this week.
Ooh.
Forgot about that. He's questionable, and I believe that there's probably a good chance that he's not playing.
All right, Dan, this game I can't figure out here. Oklahoma State's at West Virginia. West Virginia's not good this year. They're 1-3 at home, 4-5 against the spread. They're taking on Oklahoma State, who does struggle on the road. They're 7-3 on the year. Two of their three losses have been out. They're 8-2 against the spread, though. And right now, it's 5.5 points. You know what? Screw it. Oklahoma State, PP, -5.5. Book it. Give me the Cowboys. Bang, bang.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. This is definitely one of the more square plays of the potential.
No, Dan, I want you to not be honest with me.
I agree with
you. I want you to not be honest with me.
I agree. I like Oklahoma State. I don't. West Virginia, I get it. Like, it's hard to play there. It really hasn't been that hard to play West Virginia this year. We've seen it consistently throughout the year. It's supposed to be a hard spot to play. It hasn't been. I like Oklahoma State.
And, dude, if this was just a normal Saturday with, like, that 7-point home dog on a noon, that's West Virginia's meal ticket. For years, that was where they just beat teams in that spot.
The one thing about Oklahoma State, Spencer Sanders is hurt, their quarterback. He might not play.
Oh, no.
And their backup quarterback has a hand contusion. He might not play, although it sounds like he's going to play. So that's the only concern. Nonetheless, it's a rainy day. Just run Chuba Hubbard up the middle all game. It doesn't matter.
Hubbard's nasty.
Dude, he is such a good player. Just run him. Just run him all game. I mean, really. Control, play ball, control, whatever. They should win this game by a touchdown. Come on.
Again, that line. West Virginia used to clean up on teams with that type of line.
Agreed.
All right, the big one. The look ahead was 13 points. Number 8, Penn State versus number 2, Ohio State. 9-1. Penn State came back, won last week. Ohio State is awesome. They actually didn't cover last week.
Nope. Not against Rutgers.
They're at home. I know that everyone's going to love this game.
Lane 18. It's a weird number.
Ohio State's going to win 42 to
20.
17.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think Ohio State wins and covers this game. I'm not sure about the total. It's a little low for me. Feels like, 57.5, going up to 59 some places. It's going to rain. I don't love it. I feel an undercoming in this game.
Do you remember last year's game at all? Ohio State won by one, and Trace McSorley played like the game of his life.
I don't remember that.
But they couldn't stop McSorley last year.
Okay.
I don't feel like they're going to have that same problem
Clifford
stopping the run.
Clifford is not the same player.
He's a tough kid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know.
He's not like a scrub or anything. He's not an elite runner or anything.
I like Hamler. He's a good wide receiver. Listen, man, Ohio State is something else this year. Dobbins is running the ball. Fields is a Heisman candidate. I know Burrow is going to win it probably, but Fields should be in the conversation at the very minimum. I like Ohio State to cover. I do think it's going to go under, though. I do think that. So,
Dobbins is awesome. One day, like, if we actually went over all the best running backs, there's some good ones out there.
There are some really good
but
ones.
But Dobbins really makes that thing go with Fields. They play competitive games, these two teams. They really do. I just think this is Ohio. I think it's Ohio State.
I'd lay the number. I'm not touching it, though. This is a game I'd like to watch early in the afternoon on a Saturday. This is a game I'm watching. I'm not touching.
That 18.5, though, could come into.
Oh, see, I have 18.
Well, would you say 18 is a dead number?
It really is. I mean, after 17 to 20, you're talking about, or 17.5 to 20 is pretty much dead numbers. So right in that range, I would consider those dead numbers.
All right, two more noon games. Kansas off a loss versus Iowa State. Iowa State's at home, 24.5. Another one of these crazy games. I just think Iowa State's the better team.
Iowa State should fucking murder Kansas.
They should.
They should murk this team. Iowa State is really good. What we expected from Oklahoma State this year, Joe, is what Iowa State has turned into over the past few weeks. Iowa State has established themselves, in my personal opinion, as the second or third best team in the Big 12. I know they lost to Oklahoma State a couple weeks ago, and I really like Oklahoma State, but, you know, they played Oklahoma super tough right to the end of the game, lost by a point. They won it home versus Texas. Texas gave them all they could handle. I really like Iowa State. I think they're very good. They're not Baylor, they're not Oklahoma, but they're right there. They're right there.
Yeah. I got nothing on this one. Final noon game. Oh no, that's it. That was the final noon game.
That is the final. There is Auburn Samford. We don't really need to get into that one. Yeah. I
won money on Auburn last week, second half. And I took the over second half. They both hit. I was hot last week on them second half bets. I had Memphis, Auburn.
They lost to Georgia. Georgia beat them as they should have.
And at night, I had USC who rolled, and there was somebody else who played late night. Oregon. Oregon barely, they covered by one, but they covered.
Dude.
All that matters.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're hot, you're hot. It doesn't matter how it happens. It just matters that you get it done.
Boston College, Notre Dame. I was really impressed with Notre Dame last week. Say whatever you want about Navy. They're a team that fights with pride. They got their asses handed to them. Like, I think Notre Dame played like their greatest game ever.
I don't understand how the line is only 20. Notre Dame should smoke BC. I thought about PPing this one. And I'm not like a big proponent of betting these big games. You know that, Joe. But like, Notre Dame should kill BC.
Total's dead on at 64. It's going to be right around there.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be played in the 60s, high 50s, low 60s. I think Notre Dame wins this game. Listen, BC runs the ball really well with A.J. Dillon. They do, right? We have to give them credit.
Yeah, like
they
get the ball all the way downfield, then they have to take Dillon out, and they can't do shit.
Well, that's the thing. They don't have a quarterback without Brown anymore.
Yeah. They did find another running back that's been helping, though. I forget the guy's name lately.
Yeah, I'll get it for David Bailey.
He's been doing all right. And dude, the story, so obviously we're in New England here, but the kid, Grossel, that's been starting.
It's him and Valise, I think, is the other kid.
Dude was a walk-on. They love him. And when I watch him, dude, he's progressively getting, like, the kid's not a blue chip or anything.
I don't think he's very good.
No, but you know what though? There's all this hype with like, I like the way the kid runs the huddle.
I will say this, okay? They scored 45 versus NC State. They laid an egg versus Clemson as they expect to. They scored 58 versus Syracuse and 31 versus Florida State. Say what you will against NC State, Syracuse, and Florida State with a backup quarterback. It's still not easy to score 30, 40, 50 points.
As a walk-on.
Agreed.
So I guess that's where I'm giving him credit.
That's fair. Grossel was the one who started last week. He played okay. I don't love him. I think Notre Dame should take them apart.
Notre Dame should win big. BC needs one more win. Who do they play next? BC needs one more win to be bowl eligible.
They play Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. That's probably a loss.
Chance.
That's probably a loss.
No chance at all. All right. And I believe that game, if you are a 98.5 The Sports Hub listener, can be heard on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yay. Nice plug.
God. We got Texas State. Appalachian State.
Woo! That's a Lifshads game I've ever heard one.
It is.
App State laying 29.5 on, you know, at home versus Texas State. App State needs one more win to go over their win total. It would be one of my biggest win totals of the year. We're about to catch that because they're going to beat Texas State this week. I will say this. I think they're looking ahead to that Troy game. It's not a huge game for them, but it's still a tough game for them on the road. They'll beat Texas State. I feel like they might not cover. I think this game is going under. Going over. Apologies. I think this game is going over. App State should put up 40 on them. Texas State should score a little bit. They'll put the backups in late. I like the over 51. I know it's gone down. The under's been sharp down. It's because there's rain in the forecast. Forget about it. Take the over.
Georgia Southern. We missed one. Arkansas State. This is actually a good game.
We missed one.
What do we miss?
Got to go back to Air Force.
Oh, Georgia State?
We got to go back to Georgia State, South Alabama, and Air Force in New Mexico.
Oh, God. Oh, Air Force, dude, is 8-2.
Yeah.
In the Air Force.
I agree. So, listen, Georgia State. Let's start with Georgia State, South Alabama. I know you love this game so much. Georgia State laying 10 at home. PP, Georgia State
Get
minus 10.
Are you really PP in this game?
Dude, how South Alama sucks and blows.
No, I know. Mike. You're the guy that finds the shit that
dude,
I don't
this
care
is,
about.
This is, I know. You know that. How long have we been doing this podcast? Like, this is why it works. You take the big games. I take the small shitty games. You win on the big ones. I win on the shitty ones. Money's money. Georgia State has their Dan Ellington is expected to play this week. South Alabama sucks something fierce.
I will
Give
say
me Georgia
Georgia,
State.
Georgia, as a small number of 10 or 11, Georgia State should kick the shit out of Southern
Georgia
Alabama.
State's going to score a fuckload of points. I love Georgia State in this spot.
Okay. Do we want to move on now to Arkansas State and Georgia Southern?
Air Force, New Mexico.
Okay, Air Force.
Okay, yeah.
New Mexico sucks.
New Mexico does suck.
Bob Davies still there.
The only thing that scares me is 90% of the bet and 99% of the money's on Air Force.
Air Force, dude, 8-2 this year, having a hell of a year.
They are New Mexico effing blows.
I love how Dan is all over the foot. I've been trying to get that score all day. I mean, I was looking for the remote.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Oh, we're good. We got football on now.
Yeah, no, yeah. My bad. I didn't know the game.
People like our play-by-play when we're watching games. And
apparently they do, which is interesting. Maybe we should just do,
like a live...
do like the Bob Mineri show
or whatever. No, maybe, yeah. That guy's great.
Mineri?
Bob
I don't know. He's fucking hilarious.
You got to follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. He's also on TikTok.
We should probably do that on a Saturday, like a watch along where we just because we have Twitch.
Should we get Jamelli to come in and just do Twitch?
Yeah, like he runs in, it's just us in the studio and we're just hanging out and watching the game.
It's gotta be during a BC game.
Yeah, like this Saturday with BC Notre Dame on.
Something like that. Yeah,
we're just like watching.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to do it this year because.
But we got to do it someday.
Yeah, maybe next year. I like that.
Where it's just us, just pissed off at our bets.
Chilling in the studio, just
not to rip off what Barstool does because I know they kind of do something similar.
No, they're different.
I've been thinking about nobody steal this damn idea, but I've been thinking about doing that with Monday Night with wrestling, not showing what's happening on wrestling.
Yeah.
But people watching wrestling, but watching us comment on wrestling.
People watching you. What are we doing? Game?
It's kind of all right. You go to some page.
Yeah.
And then it's, like me, Jimmy and Sarge or something watching wrestling.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's just oh, here comes Seth Rollins and J-pop.
I get it. No, I it's not a terrible idea. I think it's pretty decent. I get what you're saying.
Whatever.
I get what you're saying.
He didn't like it.
No, I do actually. I thought you were trying
if
to
you
do
want
a different
it,
angle.
Hold tweet at us.
Hold on. I thought you were trying to do a different angle. I thought you were trying to do us commentating on the game after it's already been over. And I was like, I don't really give a shit about that.
You know, how does Jacoby Brissett really not run well?
I think he's still hurt, man.
Yeah.
He did
do
not
you really
look,
think
he
NC
did
State
not,
is QBU?
No. Who's the kid right now
Finley
playing for the Bengals? Finley did not look good.
Otherwise, we're
going
to go back to
Philip
Rivers.
I was on the Bengals myself.
Or Russell Wilson.
Finley did not look good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to football.
All right.
Georgia, number four. Oh. Let's do this when we go to NFL. Fuck it. Georgia's minus 13 against Texas A&M. Texas A&M 7-3. How? How are they? Do they beat up on everyone and lose to everyone in the SEC?
Okay, so I've been talking about this. I talked about this with one of our buddies who listens. I'm blanking on his name. I apologize. He's a listener. He's a good dude. I actually enjoy having conversations with him. He's a good better, okay? Texas A&M, I'm going to list off their wins for you. This is the most fucking overrated team in the country by far. Their wins are Texas State didn't cover. Lamar.
Who?
Or Lamar.
Jackson?
Arkansas. They didn't cover. They won by
Arkansas
four, and they were losing the Arkansas game.
We had that
game.
One.
Yeah, they were losing the Arkansas that game. Ole Miss, they won by a touchdown on the road. Mississippi State, they won by 19.
Suck.
Yeah, it was a good win. They won by 19 at home. UTSA, where UTSA was tied with them for half the game, and South Carolina, they demolished 113-6. Texas A&M schedule, the most overrated team in the SEC and maybe the fucking country.
Worse than Alabama?
No. I said maybe. I didn't say the. I said maybe. No.
I mean, listen, Kellen Mond is like...
Dude, he has been so bad this year.
He's like, he really... He's a trash man's Dak Prescott.
Look, Georgia should cover the spread. They should. They should cover. I'm not taking it, but they. Mm. If you're asking me to take a side, put a gun in my head, I'm taking Georgia.
Do you
Georgia.
Know why I think Georgia wins easily? Because they just played that, like, really stubborn Auburn-like defense.
Agreed.
And I think they're going to be able to do a little bit more.
They were
this
able
week.
To put up 21 against a team.
But
I think
the
is
only
very
thing that
defense.
Scares me about Georgia, man, how many games have come down to, like, the wire or unnecessary?
It's
like, they had a hell of a throw against Florida.
Fromm is
out.
Not playing well. He's just not. He's just straight up
I don't
not
want to call him
well.
A game manager. I actually think he is good. I think he is good.
If he keeps playing the way he's playing, he's not going to make it consistently in the next level. I think he has the frame. He has the arm. He has the ability. I'm just saying, like, the way he's playing right now, I would not take him with a high draft pick.
Okay. I think we both think Georgia should win.
We missed Georgia Southern, Arkansas State. I'll get it out of the way, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Georgia Southern is Arkansas State, 1 point favorites, total sitting at 55.
Georgia Southern won last year.
I really like Arkansas State in the spot.
Well, Arkansas
really
State can
like,
throw the ball.
I really like Arkansas State. Georgia Southern has to run the ball. It's supposed to be nice, easy weather, which means Arkansas State can run the, or throw the ball. I mean, I really like Arkansas State in the spot. I think they win that game. Okay, let's move on. What's your next game?
USC versus UCLA. I bet USC last week. Cal, that quarterback got hurt again.
Garbers.
Yeah, and then their backup is the kid that played at UCLA last year. Goddins? Whatever. Guy throws fire. USC looked so good last week, dude. I actually think USC is going to like run the table. They're going to run the table. So give me USC minus the 6. And you know what, Dan?
USC is 13.5.
Oh, whoa.
What are you looking at?
The look ahead line.
You make fucked up. Yeah. USC is 13.5 point favorites. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. UCLA last week faced Utah, right? I PP'd Utah.
They got the shit kicked out.
They got murdered by a team that's good. The only team to beat Utah this year is USC. Now, the transitive property doesn't always work in college football or in sports. In fact, it usually doesn't work. However, I think USC is the right side.
I think people
are still very high on UCLA.
The only thing that scares me about USC is they're down to their fourth running back.
Yeah. But,
and they're on their third quarterback, too.
Slovis is still playing.
Yeah,
right?
He's back, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, listen, they can spread him and run him. I would take USC. Are you PPing that?
No, I really wanted to, but I'm not going to.
You saw 6. Your eyes lit up. I know that. There we go.
USC wins. And you know what? The line is right because I think there will be money that comes in on UCLA. UCLA can run the football really well.
The money is coming on UCLA. I mean, it opened at 13. It's at 13. So, I mean, there's probably some even money on that game.
Dan, you want to know a really good game that, like, people won't give a shit about? Louisiana Tech at UAB. Like, 8-2 versus 7-3. UAB's at home.
Holy shit. Joey Murr cares about a game? Fucking
Louisiana Tech lost last week, though. And UAB won last year.
La Tech lost last week because they lost their leading wide receiver, their quarterback,
and someone else
to suspension. And by the way, there's an investigation going on about that because gamblers had this information beforehand. But no one else did.
So you know what I'm going to do? Give me the University of Alabama, Birmingham. What are they? The Dragons? What are they?
They are the Dragons. That's correct.
Pee-pee, ring that bell. Ding, ding, dong. Dr. Dre, keep your heads ringing.
UAB minus 7?
Yes.
I like that play. I think there's going to be buyback this week on La Tech. I think there's going to be legitimate buyback on La Tech this
ring,
week.
Ding,
and I really like the over. I'm going to be a little bit of a bitch and not play it, but I really like the over.
Nebraska's at Maryland. Nope. Don't do it. Nope. Don't even look at it.
Nebraska's five-point favorite.
Don't do it.
I like Maryland.
Don't do it.
I'm just telling you what I like.
Don't do it.
I'm not saying anything.
Not you.
I'm
everybody that's listening, don't bet this game. Don't do it. Both teams suck. Moving on.
The total in that one is 62. It's going over. Both those teams suck.
Don't do it. Vanderbilt, East Tennessee, no. No line.
We're good.
We got a little top 25 matchup here between 9-1 SMU, their only loss this year, against Memphis, versus...
In the game, they led Memphis, too.
They went for that damn two-point conversion.
Yep.
That was meaningless and covered and threw it to a fat guy.
Yep.
Navy off a... Navy's -3 in this matchup. Out of, like, respect to the world and the armed forces, Navy's got to play come back after last week's loss.
I thought about PPing this one. It's on my list. I really like Navy this week. I think that they... Listen, they got shellacked by Notre Dame and a team that was ready. Ian Book played extremely, extremely well last week. But SMU is not the same type of opponent as Notre Dame. They don't have the same talent. And I think that because of the fact that Navy just is coming off a really good team, their level and is still going to be at a high, you know, a high level. Their play is going to be a high level. I like them to cover and win. I like them to cover that 3.
That's going to be that's going to be a public road favorite there.
Oh, SMU, definitely. Definitely. Like,
that's the angle. It's not who do I think's a better team and having a better year? It's SMU. Who has the better quarterback? It's SMU. Who has the best wide
receiver? Shane Buechel is working.
He's going to be a pro, dude.
He's working himself into a top, like, top 60 pick.
I actually looked this up. He's being ranked between a third and fourth round pick.
I'm telling you, by the time he gets drafted, he's going to end up being a top 2 round pick the way he's playing right now.
Yep. Rice, North Texas. You already know my feelings on North Texas. Never again. Never again.
Yep. North Texas -6.5. Total sitting at 55.5. You know, I like the Rice defense still. I wouldn't touch this one. I have no interest in either side or the total.
Marshall's at Charlotte. Marshall should win the game. 7-point dog, though, for Charlotte at home.
Listen, Charlotte can score some points. They're a good team, you know, that doesn't get the credit. I'm not going to touch them. Marshall's a 7-point favorite.
Marshall won big last year.
Marshall probably should win this game, but I wouldn't touch it. The total is misleading. 55. I'm going to be a little square. I think that this one is going to go over. I like Isaiah Green for Marshall, and I think that the quarterback for Charlotte, who I'm blanking on his name right now, which kind of sucks, but I think that they are going to be I think they're Willie Green. I think they are going to play very well this week. I think they should score some points.
Texas at Baylor. I've actually have looked at this game since Oklahoma won last week. The perfect season's over for Baylor. They were on their way to beating Oklahoma. Charlie Brewer ran for 2 touchdowns. He threw a couple. They had a 28-3 lead.
28-3 lead.
Similar.
Yeah.
That's like the joke. Now,
yes. Oh yes. There were already shirts made. Prez was on Baylor the spread and the money line. And let me tell you something. He got shit this week from his compadres over there. 28-3 blown lead by Baylor.
I'm just going to tell you this right now. Texas has won 8 of 11 at Baylor since they joined the Big 12. Baylor off that loss last week.
It's crushing.
Sam Ellinger is still playing well. It's Texas. I don't know what the deal is. They always underachieve, but I think they win this game.
Can I give you a play in this one? PP Baylor Texas over 58. I like the over.
The only thing I'll say about that, Dan, is yes, Texas is going to put up points.
They're both going to put up points.
Baylor though has played. Like, it's because Brewer loves to just like slow it down. I can't believe the under hit last week.
I know, it was wild.
Like I that's what I mean about Baylor is like.
Listen, Texas's defense and Oklahoma's defense this year.
Things might get a little worse for Baylor just off the upset loss. So maybe you're right. Maybe the over is the right thing.
I think this is a high scoring game. I think it is. I think you're going to see both these teams play in the 30s.
But I've been looking at Texas, dude. I've been like licking my chops with Texas. like looking at it like, oh, like I do it. I might even play
a
money line.
I don't know where to go on this one, honestly, with the side. This is tough because you really don't know what Baylor feels like. There's, I mean, it feels similar to Minnesota. It feels like their season's over, right? But Baylor can still play in the Big 12 championship.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, they could both meet. Oklahoma and Baylor could play again.
Correct, which is exactly my point. Yeah, their season isn't technically over.
But Texas could ruin it.
Well, that's my point.
I'm just circling this game. You like the over. If I'm taking a side, it's Texas. Baylor needs to win. They still have a shot at the Big 12.
I just feel like this game is going
to
be playing in the
30s. I'd love to watch that game again, too. Baylor versus Oklahoma.
Oh, great game.
But give me CeeDee Lamb, and I think Oklahoma's a different team.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. He's explosive, and he's one of the most explosive players.
By the way, lost the PB last week. I had Oklahoma minus 10.
Yeah.
The only PBs we lost was Oklahoma. I had Wake Forest. They got their asses kicked.
You had to know the minute you saw the 34-point line that they were going to get murked.
And you know what I did second half? Clemson.
I know. I saw that.
They are that's something to follow, people. There's three games in a row where I have faded Clemson with a big spread, and they legitimately kick ass second half. They don't let up.
Our three losses last week were Oklahoma, Wake Forest, and Texans. Texans. Everything else won.
And then on my picks, the only one that I lost Auburn, but I had second half. I had Minnesota plus 3, and the guy missed the extra point.
I can't remember who I gave out Friday. I think it was the under in the San Diego State game. That won pretty easily, too. You had San Diego State money line, by the way. Credit for that.
Right?
Yep.
It did. We don't care about Kentucky, Tennessee, Martin, and Mercer, North Carolina. Those don't count.
Yeah, we're not. We don't do those FCS games.
Pitt at VTech. Vomit. Both teams are 7-3, Dan. Is that how bad the ACC is this year?
Dude, remember we were talking about Virginia Tech literally being one of the worst teams we have seen?
No, they lost to BC in the opening game, remember?
Yeah, and since then, Fuente, give Fuente a little credit. He's turned them around. Like, now Pittsburgh outside of Pittsburgh is a totally different team. I have a hard time backing Virginia Tech still. I know he's turned them around. I just have a hard time backing him. I think that Pitt is going to find a way to win this game.
Since Pitt lost to Miami a couple of weeks back, I'm kind of out on them. Like, Dan, I remember telling you I liked Miami in that game. I didn't touch it. I'm eating a scone, by the way. I'm out on Pitt. I think right now Virginia Tech's just playing better. I will say this, though. Pittsburgh, 4-0 against the spread on the road.
Yeah, whatever. I like Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is the right side, but I'm not playing it.
You would know more about this game than me. Southern Miss hosts Western Kentucky.
I knew this is where you're going. Yeah. Listen, Western Kentucky has been really disappointing to me the past few weeks. Ty Story let me down massively. He's the quarterback for Western Kentucky. I like the team. I did not like them going into the year. They've exceeded my expectations. They played very well. Southern Miss has been very good the past few weeks. They blew out UAB a couple weeks ago, where I liked that. I think that this is I think that this is a under game. I do. I think that Western Kentucky has good defense. It's going to be raining. I think this is an under game. I'm not playing it, but I do like the under. I like Western Kentucky. I'm going to go back on that train. I think Western Kentucky not only covers but wins outright. Yeah, I think that's a touchback. I don't think he established possession.
Yeah, we got to. He might have had. Yeah, whatever.
He might have.
We're doing play-by-play here.
Yeah.
Know what you were on last week, and I jumped on it second half and hit?
What?
Louisville.
Yeah, I told you, man. That was the side.
Because you liked it, and I was like, eh. But they had the lead. I guess it was NC State, who sucks. But Louisville, and I had them against Notre Dame, if you remember, the opening week. They play Syracuse this week. There's no way I'm touching Syracuse. There's none. But should Louisville be 10-point favorites, dude? These games suck. Why are we betting these games?
It's a tough week. I think Louisville is going to smash Syracuse. Yes. So, I think Louisville is 10 points better than Syracuse at home.
You know what I would love to do?
Neutral field, no, but at home, yes.
So normally when I see a spread like this, I immediately think under, okay? Especially these two teams.
Agreed.
No.
I like the under this
week. Dude, dude, this game's going over. I'm not going to PP it.
I'm not playing it, but
you know what? Fuck it. Over. Louisville, Syracuse, ring that bell, 63.
I like the under there.
No, no, Dan, I like the under. These two teams suck so bad, it's going over.
Okay, all right, I see what you're doing. You're fading yourself on your own.
I'm hot.
I like it.
Let's ride it.
Okay. No, you're right. You're hot. Anything I say right now, you can fucking throw
out
the window.
And then when I suck, you can be like, I told you.
No.
I told you.
Nope, not right now.
I mean,
nope.
You told me not to bet Texas. What happened?
I didn't bet Texas. That was a different
story. You saved me money.
That's a different story. It was a totally different spot. Totally different type of thing. I would tell you to do that again, but no, this is different.
UTEP New Mexico State is the worst game on the board.
Yeah, by far. And New Mexico State is going to win and cover.
Whoa!
Yes, they are. They're going to win and cover. They're laying seven. Are you ready for this, Joe? Bang. PP, New Mexico State -7. Bang. That's it.
Oh, that
is. Officially hit the all-time low of all-time lows.
I mean,
these teams
this
are...
is lower than UMass Akron.
Yes. Yeah, no, actually, it's equal.
No, I know
it's
that
equal.
UMass Akron.
This is equal. This is Lipschatz's garbage, shitty PP of the week, okay? Garbage, shitty PP of the week. We're going to get that sponsored. If you want a sponsored shitty garbage PP of the week, you let me know. DM me.
Like, is there a waste management company that would like to get involved with Dan's waste management pick of the week?
Waste management? Maybe.
You know? Like Casella. You know, what are they? The trash people.
Yeah, waste management.
Yeah,
that's literally what their company's called. Yeah.
Somebody wants to get involved, you know?
Yes.
Because, I mean, there are some companies I know. I've read some reads before that there are companies who do this.
Oh, hell yeah. Waste management's the big one.
So if you want Dan's trash pail pick of the week.
Waste management. Give me a call. We will negotiate a deal.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to find songs with bells.
I pee-peed it again. I rang the bell again.
Just to kind of like switch it up, because the only one that I can come up with is, you know, I played Hell's Bells last week on the guitar.
Oh,
that's not happening again. From Whom the Bell Tolls.
No.
All right, we'll continue. Because
all right, we got to
get out of here.
We got to speed things up. It's already 8:44.
Where are we again? So we already did UTEP, New Mexico. I can't believe you did that.
Yes.
Purdue, Wisconsin. You know how we feel about Purdue. 22.5.
I'm out. I'm not touching this one. I don't trust Wisconsin to cover that number. And the total on that one's 48. I like the over. If I'm playing anything, I'm playing the over.
Ready for this one? I'm going to pee-pee.
Okay.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Memphis Tigers over Charlie Strong's team. Fading Charlie Strong all the way to the bank. Memphis Tigers.
-14.
Boom.
Memphis -14. I'm not touching it. That's square as the day is long.
That is,
and I love it.
It is the square of squares.
Square.
You know what? There's a company out there that would like to.
Who makes squares? Rubik's Cube squares? Come on. The Rubik's Cube squares.
Joe Murray's square
of
play of the week.
Oh,
I will gladly take that. Cal Stanford. Stanford's favored. Now, I think I talked to you about this a little while ago. I watched Cal. They don't have their offense right. It's just they're not right. I think Stanford's 4-6. Cal needs a win to get to a bowl game. Stanford should go to a bowl. They need this win, Dan. They need it.
Garber's got hurt last week, and Monster was
one. Monster's not bad for Cal.
See, I think Monster sucks.
But see, I watched him at UCLA, and he sucked. But he came in last week. He was better than the other dude, I thought.
Really?
It might have been USC playing in a, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Monster.
Can I just throw this out here?
By the way, Stanford has looked much better with Davis Mills as their quarterback. So I would take Stanford this week.
Just the thing with Cal, they're 4-0 the season when Garbers plays like at all. Last week he got hurt, so he didn't even finish the half.
Because he played last week.
Stanford's 53-10 since 2010 at home.
They're the right side. They're the right side this week. Cal is going to be a public dog. No, a public dog. A public road dog.
I like Stanford.
Yeah, give me Stanford.
Not even.
Yeah.
4-6 San Jose State versus UNLV.
By the way, Georgia Tech up 14-0. Told you that. NC State is garbage.
NC State sucks.
Garbage.
San Jose State, UNLV, huh? I mean, I know that San Jose State's the better team.
It opened at 4.5. San Jose State has really regressed since they started playing a Mountain West schedule, but both these teams suck. San Jose State 1-5, UNLV 0-6. I would take the points with the home team. I think both teams suck. Josh Love is a really good quarterback. I like him a lot.
I was going to just say that to you. I think, again, I remember when David Fales was at San Jose State.
He's better than
I think he is, too. San Jose State dropped 50 on UNLV last year with Drew Jordan. So
yeah, Oblad started again for UNLV. I'm hoping that they go back to their other quarterback this week. If they really want to win, I'm blanking on his name right now. Armani Rogers, I think it is. Yeah, Armani Rogers. He would be the guy I would turn to if I was UNLV. Mm-hmm.
Old Dominion stinks. They're playing Mid-Tennessee State.
Spread is 15. I think Mid-Tennessee should cover this. Old Dominion on the road sucks, dude. I know Mid-Tennessee is not a good team, but Mid-Tennessee should cover that number.
Troy goes to ULL. It's ULL or nothing for me at 14 points, but that's square as well at home.
Yeah, this one is really down the middle to me. I didn't have a great lean on this one. I think 14's right on the number. Like, I think that's right perfect. 73 is the total number. I think that game is sharp. I don't think there's real much edge on either side.
Coastal Carolina at UL Monroe. That would be a U game.
Oh, God, no. I mean, two teams that have been disappointing the whole year. Monroe finally is starting to play a little bit better, but I'm not laying 5.5, 6. I would lean them, but I'm not laying it. Total's at 65. I think that's going to go under for a first time, actually.
Florida Atlantic, UTSA. This game went over last year. I just remember betting. I was on the Lane Kiffin train for a little bit last year.
Yeah.
I'd go over 57 in that one, but I'm not
too. I very much like the over. If you're going to play anything in this one, it's definitely the over.
Yeah, what happened with Texas Tech last week?
They were down early, and they came back. They almost won that game. They covered.
That's right.
They covered. They were down early, man. They did not look great early. And then they kind of figured things out. I mean, TCU just kind of wore down as the game went on, I think. Duffy finally started playing better. Duggan wasn't playing as well. There's not a lot to it. I think that TCU just kind of choked it away, to be honest with you. I'm happy about Texas Tech and the way they played last week. I would feel very comfortable laying the same line again this week. I would feel the same way. I would lay the points with Texas Tech again.
So Miami plays FIU. Is this the game that Brendan Merriweather stomped on somebody? And the announcer was like, nobody coming to the U. You crossed the water. Nobody coming to the U. Remember that? Remember that?
Wow, did you see that catch?
I just did. Hopkins is the best wide receiver in football, if you ask me.
I agree, dude. How did he?
There might be better guys, but he's like the most like, you know.
How did he catch that? That's wild.
I don't know if it was that game. Was it FIU for Miami?
Honestly, dude, I'm not going to pretend.
And Brendan Merriweather called me trash this week.
He did. Come on, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. Show the fucking Bankroll Boys some love. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Seriously.
I bet Miami a couple weeks ago and they won.
Oh, yeah.
The hell?
All right. Anyways, moving on. I would take Florida International.
We can get the waste management with Brandon, too.
Ooh, I like that, too. Brandon, you want to come on for a guest spot? Guest spot, you can be the trend. Just kidding. I like Merriweather. Honestly, I love watching him play.
I liked listening to him, but he called me trash.
Yeah, so well, that. You know, don't take it personally. He's just a big fan of Johnny
Waldick.
Big fan of Johnny Wallgame. I like FIU. I like FIU to cover that one.
Speaking of, we'll move on, but I was going to say it's Ken Griffey Jr.'s birthday. Which we would like to send best wishes to our man, John Wallach.
Yes, sir. Johnny Wallgame, hope you're feeling better, buddy.
We got to play on that one? No?
I like FIU, no point.
Okay. Hey, here's a good one. This is a nice little 7 o'clock matchup here.
Okay.
Temple at Cincinnati.
Thank God. I thought you were going Arkansas.
Now, can I tell you what happened last year? I had Cincinnati in this game last year, and Temple, I think, won. I remember this game because I had a lot on it. Temple won 24-17 last year.
Cincinnati is a much better team.
But I remember Ritter struggled against this team last year, though. He was a freshman.
Yeah. To me, dude, Ritter looks like a totally different player with just incredible amounts of confidence. I like Cincinnati to cover this one.
That's a good game.
I agree. 10 points.
10 might be too much.
I like Cincinnati to cover the 10. I do. I really do.
I'm trying to think if there's anything here. Temple has won the last four meetings.
Yeah, I don't think they're even close to as good of a team. And again, on the road, their defense has not traveled well.
So. Does LSU cover 44 against Arkansas? And while you're thinking about that,
yes, they do.
Arkansas reached out to Houston Nutt about their coaching position. Remember the scandal a couple years ago?
Yep.
Imagine him coming back.
LSU, I'd lay the points. Lay the points with LSU, dude. They need to keep it rolling.
Did they cover last week?
They played Bama.
No, they played. No, they didn't.
LSU?
Yeah, LSU played last week.
Right, you're right. I apologize. Right. They played, Bama was 2 weeks ago. They played Ole Miss last week. I don't think they
Ole Miss covered.
I think Ole Miss covered. It was right around that. I think they won by 21. I think it was 19 point spread. I think they did cover, actually. I think they won by 21 as a 19 point spread, if I remember correctly.
I watched Missouri play last week. It wasn't pretty.
Kelly Bryant's hurt.
Dude, I think Florida's a good team.
Yeah,
I mean, think Trask is really like.
Remember, we talked season. About how much better they are with Trask instead.
Like
of,
it's like, but Missouri, like Missouri at home, dude. To me, Missouri at home should always be a play. I think the sharps were on Missouri last week at 7. I just don't think they realized how good Florida was,
dude.
And then I will say there was a couple of bad calls in that game. One of them was an interception that came down. They called it a completion on the field, and they couldn't reverse it. And then the next play. They throw a touchdown. It, like, right. changed the whole game. Right. I had Florida, but, like, Missouri's still a good team at home.
PP Missouri -4.
They're 5-1 at home. They're
going to smash this fucking Tennessee team. They're going to smash them. Tennessee is not a good team. Don't try and kid me. Kelly Bryant will be healthy this week. Missouri's going to smash them. I love Missouri this week. Love them. We were talking about Missouri to win the SEC a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that they could play in the and we were like, eh.
But we were discussing the possibility. Yeah, yeah. So
Duke Wake Forest. I had Wake Forest last week.
Do not.
Little did I know that Surratt and the other dude weren't playing.
Dude, off Wake. You can't back.
Yeah,
Wake
you can't right
now.
And dude, the funny thing was, I saw Newman, the quarterback, laughing during the game. Like it was before halftime, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like. All right, they're up 35 now. Like, do I take Clemson second half? And I saw him smile on the sideline, and I knew it was over. And I doubled down on Clemson second half.
Sorry, man.
When I see that, I know that, like, when he doesn't have his two best receivers on the floor. It was like, that was it. Houston plays Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa's a favorite in this game. Like, I know Houston's been bad the past few weeks, but, like...
I thought there wasn't a lot of games, and we're just like, these games don't end.
Yeah. I would take... Let's plow through these few, okay? Yeah. I would take Houston. The total on that one is 58.5. I like the under.
So, Oregon plays Arizona State. Arizona State lost last week by 1 point, I believe. Do you know that Arizona State has not lost a game by more than 14 points this year?
That makes sense, because I took them that they were 14-point dogs early in the year versus Michigan State. They won outright. I think Arizona State's going to cover this game. I don't think they're going to win outright, but I think they're going to give Oregon a scare.
You know that? I agree with you. Like, Oregon will win. They'll sneak by. Oregon has a hell of a left tackle, by the way. I don't want to go offensive line on you. Whoever their left tackle is, kid is a stud. I'd buy it to 14.5 because, again... Arizona State has yet to lose a game by two touchdowns this year. Mississippi State, Albaline, nope, out. TCU, Oklahoma.
Great game.
TCU's got a decent defense.
Great game. Oklahoma laying 18 points at home. It's at home. If this was on the road, I'd say no way, give me TCU, but I like Oklahoma to take the 18. Total sitting at 65 in that one. That's going to be an under. That's definitely an under. Like, definitely an under.
I got no play on that one. Yeah, there's no value in me with Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Usually it's Oklahoma or nothing for me most of the time because they score so fast.
I would say Oklahoma or nothing.
They're 5-0, though.
These games just never end. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go.
Oregon State, Washington State.
I got nothing.
Not a bad late night matchup,
Give me the over.
Yeah.
Over. And
Utah should destroy Arizona. They should.
Oh, I'm not doing that. No, not this week. Utah on the road off a game where they
And they're seventh in the playoff.
No, they're going to win the game, but they're not going to destroy Arizona. No, no, no.
You know I liked Colorado all year long. Don't do it against Washington.
No,
lay
the number with Washington. Again, I know that they really have not been good the second half of the year, but they should beat Colorado. Colorado's not a good team.
Nevada's at Fresno. Fresno lost last week outright to San Diego State. Nevada's quarterback stinks, but Fresno's 14-point favorites doesn't smell right.
Fresno should cover that number and win big. Potential ad for me there. I like Fresno to cover that number easy.
Boise in their blue field, 9-1 on the year. Was it Jordan Love?
Yes, Jordan Love.
And Utah State. God, Boise's not good on the road, dude. They're just not good.
I lean Utah State to cover the 9. No, it's at 9.5 now. It's going to be up to 10 soon. If you can get Utah State at 10, I would seriously consider it. My personal opinion. Seriously would consider it. The total's at 53.5, under.
I think
under.
Boise wins by a touchdown.
I agree. Utah State will cover that, and it goes under.
Here's one that I... Sandy, the Generate Special, last one. San Diego State at Hawaii. What shirt am I wearing, dude?
You're wearing Hawaii, and I think that is the right side, baby.
Who's going to play quarterback for Hawaii?
They're going both either way. I'm not sure yet. We're not sure yet who's going to be. I think Hawaii is probably going to end up going with Cole McDonald.
San Diego State's the better team.
Yeah, it's a
they're so methodical.
It's a weird game. I would wait till Saturday on this one to see who the Weiss, the quarterback is. If Cole McDonald is playing, I like Hawaii.
I mean, dude, San Diego State is not allowed more than 23 points a game this year.
I'm not sure, trying to see.
Bruins scored a goal.
Oh, okay, did they? Let's see. Let's watch it live. There we go.
I'm gonna give the power play
goal. Was Pasternak. What else is new?
That's
it. Well, that's college football.
That's it. Bruins, 2-1.
3-1.
3-1. All right, Dan, that's the college football. Jesus, it never ended, huh?
Dude, over an hour for college football this week.
Jesus,
over
we're the only place that talks every game.
Oh, my Lanta.
So I hope you appreciate it.
All right, guys. Moving on.
Moving on. So Dan's going to do NHL in a little bit.
I'm going to do an NHL segment. Do you want to do now? Do you want me to do it now?
We'll break it up.
Give you
all right, we'll do
minutes.
It now, and then we'll get NFL.
NHL segment, I'm doing it in 5 minutes. We're
NHL,
not,
five minutes.
5 minutes.
You know what
NHL
they call that?
Segment.
The five-minute overtime, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
With Lifstats.
The Saturday Night Quickie.
Coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
All right, welcome back to Over Under 985. Dan Lipschatz, Hockey Productions. Basically,
all right, let's go, Dan.
I didn't have your mic on. There you go. You want in? There you go. You want in on this? Okay.
Let's do it now. No.
Quickly, I'm going to explain what we did. Last year, I projected out an entire week of NHL for every podcast. It's just because it's the way I do it. It's model-based. I can do that for NHL, right? Okay, great. So I'm projecting everything else up for a week. We're going to try it this week. I am not giving out these plays as PPs. I will give out a few as PPs. I'm telling you what I like. There are 10 plays I'm talking about right here. Okay. I will give out a few as PPs. The rest of them are just plays that I really like and I think that you should be on, but you don't have to be. Okay. No games Friday night. Obviously, this is recording on a Thursday. Starting with Friday night. First day you hear the podcast, nothing tonight. Okay. Saturday. Coyotes and Kings, under 6. If it's at 6.5, do not play it. I've explained very much why there's reasons for lines in hockey, whatever. If the total is at 6.5, do not play it. Kings and Coyotes, under 6 PP. I very much like that for Saturday. Okay. Avalanche and Leafs, over at 6.5. Okay. If no play at 5.5, if the line is at 5.5 or 6, no play. I want it at 6.5 Saturday, not a PP. Also Saturday, Lightning, Ducks, under 6. Okay? You can also play this at 5.5, 6, or 6.5. Doesn't matter the line. You can play it at any line there. Okay. Monday, Tampa Bay -1 as long as nothing is above -140. Anything -140 and above, it really loses value. Bolts -1 on Monday. I really like that one as well. Sharks Kings under 6 PP. If it's at 6.5, it's a play. 5.5, not a play. So 6 or 6.5 is a play. PP, it's a go. If it's at 5.5, not a play. Moving on to Tuesday, Devils Wild over 6 PP. I like that. No play at 6.5. It has to be 5.5 or 6, okay? So it has to be 5.5 or 6 for that Devils Wild. That's on Tuesday. Tuesday, Devils Wild over 6. No play at 6.5. Yes, play at 5.5. Wednesday, Flyers Jackets over 6.5. If it's at 5.5, no play. 6, still would consider it a play. I'm not going to PP this one, but I very much like it as well. Bruins -1. They're facing the Senators on Monday. Again, similar thing with the Bolts. No play at anything above -140. If the Bruins are anything above that, no play for me. The Lightning Blues under 6 on Wednesday. You can play this one at 5.5, 6, or 6.5. I like all those. And then Capitals Panthers over 6.5. No play at 5.5 or 6. That line must be at 6.5. And you know what? I'm going to go back to the Flyers Jackets over 6.5. I'm going to PP that, okay? Flyers Jackets over 6.5 Wednesday, PP. I can do 6. 6 is fine. You can play at 6 PP. No play at 5.5. 5.5, it's no play. I will let you guys know if it's going to be a play or not. And we can go into a different week on why I determine where things are and where things are not, okay? You're going to have to listen to me on those, all right? Anyways, there is my quick 5-minute hockey segment, 10 plays. I think I just gave out 4 PPs. There
Boom.
You go. Bang. Boom, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Give him 2 points.
Time to move on to the NFL.
We'll give him 2 points.
Time to move on
No
the NFL.
Pity points. No going to overtime and everybody gets a point. You give him 2 points.
Over under 95 coming up next.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
Over Under 98.5, don't yell at us for rushing. There's so many damn college football games.
Yeah, guys,
so
we got to get out of here.
No, it's not the fact we got to get out of here. It's just that,
I got to get out of here.
We look at the games every week. We know what these teams are now. It's just, do you want the number or not? That's it.
Where the hell is Brissett throwing? That was a terrible throw.
Fuck, I got the Colts. They're still covering. Anyways, Denver at Buffalo. Denver off an upset. I mean, when I tell you they're up 20 to nothing and then...
Blew it.
Lose to Buffalo. Buffalo had a nice win. Josh Allen, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Buffalo's -4 at home. I like Buffalo.
I do, too. I like Buffalo, and the total in this one is at 37.5, Joe. You know what I'm about to do. PP Denver-Buffalo under 37.5. That's going to go up to 38 or 39 by game time. Under. That is going under. These teams suck. Give me the under.
Yep. Seattle at Philly. Fishy line, do you think, Dan?
Oh yeah, this is one of the fishiest lines of the week. I really like Philly in this spot. I've been telling you all year, I think that the Seattle Seahawks are frauds, especially away from home. Philadelphia, after losing that game, is desperate, Joe. Desperate. They need to win to keep pace, and they need to keep pace with the Cowboys. And in order to do that, they have to win this week. After, you know, the Cowboys are probably going to lose to the Patriots. Probably. They need to win. They need to win this week, and this is the way they do it. They have to beat Seattle. Have to.
I agree with you. I just think Seattle's had more time, man.
I mean, they have. I'm just telling you, Philly's 5-5. They go to 5-6 this week. Even let's say that Dallas moves to 6-5. I'm pretty sure Dallas already owns the tiebreaker over them, or owns the first head-to-head matchup against them. Yeah, they do. They won 37-10. It's just, you have to beat Dallas and, you know, and you have to beat Dallas and at least tie them with the record and then probably have a better divisional record. It's just, this is a massive game for Philly. Massive. They need to win this game. Total on that one, by the way, Joe, okay? 47, opened at 49.5.
Both teams struggle.
Philly's defense has played much better the past few weeks. Much better.
I think it's right on the number, man.
I do, too.
I wouldn't touch the total. I'm going to circle that game, but I need to know more. Is Alshon Jeffrey playing? Is Jordan Howard playing? Right this second, I lean Seattle, but that's going to be the public road, Doug.
Agreed. Definitely.
Tampa Bay at Atlanta. Both teams 3-7. Atlanta's playing outstanding. I think Matt Ryan was hurt, dude. I don't know. Or they're just fighting for Quinn's job. People say a lot of things about Jameis Winston. I know it's easy to say he sucks, but, like, dude, he's up there in yards and interceptions, of course. Just early lean for me, just Tampa Bay wins one game and then loses the other, wins one game and loses the other. You know, they lost last week. I kind of like them to come back.
I like Tampa this week, man. Divisional game. Atlanta has been up and down. They've had a couple really good wins in a row, but eventually, I mean, there's no way that they should be laying. This should be closer to a pick 'em.
Better team against the spread, though, is Atlanta. 4-6 so far.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay is definitely the worst. I think Tampa Bay is the worst team in the league against the spread. I would still lean Tampa Bay. I'm definitely not betting it, but I would lean Tampa Bay. Total now on, by the way, 51. Don't touch it.
Panthers got their asses kicked last week by Atlanta. New Orleans, nice little double-digit win. Breeze is playing well. Kamara's missed some time. Mike Thomas is having, like, the greatest year ever for a wide receiver.
Crushing, dude.
Last year, Carolina crushed them 33-4. It's the first meeting of the two teams this season. 9.5 right now is the line. It just sounds like a lot of points to me for a team that just came off basically a no-show.
And in which case, you know, they really need this win. But I agree, Joe. No way am I taking that. No freaking way. I would. Man, it's square, but I like Carolina. I like Carolina to get it done. That's my opinion. I like Carolina to get it done, in my opinion.
Opened at 7, now at 9.5, so money's coming in on New Orleans. Total's 47.
Yeah, I think the total, I think it's
Bumbo!
Whose ball is it? Looks at the Texans. It looks at the Colts got it, I think. I think that should go over. Carolina, New Orleans usually has one of those like games that's played in the 40s every year.
So, Dan, if I told you that you could take the Bears to beat the Giants by a touchdown at home, what would you do?
I want to see you starting. I want to see you starting. If it's Chase Daniel, I will lay the points. Well, Texans recover the ball. If it's Chase Daniel, I will lay the points. If it's Mr. Trubisky, I will not lay the points. That's it.
Touchdown! Oh, and a face mask. That was quick, huh?
Yep, that was quick. I would.
You can't touch the Bears. You can't touch the Bears.
With Chase Daniel, I'm taking the Bears.
You're right. I think they might as well just pull the plug.
I would
go Daniel the rest of the way.
I would
put
absolutely
Trubisky on IR if he's got a hip injury, and bring some other guy who wants to play.
Find a way to finish this off. Finish it off. You got to find a way to move on from the guy. If it's Chase Daniel, give me the Bears. I'm taking that. And totals at 40.5. That should go over. The Giants are going to score some points.
I like
points.
The over, too.
I think the Giants are going to score some points there.
Okay, these two games here. You know how we talk Survivor Pool every week? I gave my buddy Pittsburgh. He liked Cleveland. So let's go Pittsburgh-Cincinnati first. Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph off that loss the other night. We know about the Myles Garrett situation.
Yep.
Cincinnati's plus 6.5 point dogs at home. They haven't won a game all year. They did cover last week.
No chance am I touching this one. No chance. I have no idea what to expect.
I just think the defense for Pittsburgh is better.
They are.
I feel like they can't.
The
Bengals are going to beat somebody.
I was just going to say this feels like a winnable game. This feels like a winnable game for Cincinnati. They covered last week versus Oakland. They've been playing better. This feels like a winnable game. I'm not backing them. I'm just telling you, this feels like a winnable game for Cincinnati. They're not gonna go winless this year.
Only thing I can say is Pittsburgh struggles on the road like they did last week in Cleveland.
They struggled versus Miami. Remember, they got a slow start. Maybe you look at Cincinnati first half. I don't know.
I have no thought on the total of 38. Nothing.
Nope. I'm not touching it. Miami should go over.
Miami's at Cleveland. Cleveland's 10.5-point favorites. They shouldn't be double-digit favorites to anybody.
No.
But it screams to me that Cleveland's going to win the game.
Cleveland, they open at 12.5, by the way. Cleveland's going to win the game. They cover the spread.
So can you explain to me, like, I look at it, see 10 points against Miami, and I'm like, nope, not touching it. But, like, don't these kind of numbers pop out to, like, sharps when they see a number like that? It's like, oh, yeah, I got Cleveland.
Well, I think it's at the number now. I think that's probably pretty much at the number. Once you get to 10, maybe you start getting some value with Cleveland within that one score. It opened at 12.5. You're getting it within a score. I would say this is probably at the number where you can probably start to consider taking Cleveland, but it's really tough to either take either side. I would stay away from the game. I would look towards the under if you're looking for something. The Browns offensively still are struggling a little bit. They're getting better. They definitely look better than they have the past few weeks. Miami looks better, but again, they're not going to win this game. I'd be very surprised if Miami wins this game. Cleveland needs to win this game. Huge game for Cleveland. Again, you look at Cleveland's schedule, they have a very nice path the rest of the way, so I would stay away.
Browns win 28-13.
I think that's about right. I think that makes sense to me.
Which would be under?
Would go under, and the Browns would cover.
Okay. Washington's 3.5-point dogs at home to Detroit.
Dude, okay, this is the road dog of the week. This is the road dog. Everyone is going to be on the Lions.
Is Driscoll playing? Yeah, Driscoll is.
Driscoll is playing, yep. Stay away from this one. Stay away. If you want to bet on the Lions, do it at your own peril. I am not. This has trap with Jeff Driscoll written all over it. And it feels way too good to be true.
Haskins kind of called out his team. Like, there's some things here that, like, you might want to back Washington a little bit.
I'm not. But I'm just telling you, I'm not backing Detroit either. This is a tough one. I do think there will be some points in this game. So if you're looking for something, maybe the over.
Yeah.
Maybe the over. I don't know. That would be my strongest lead in that game. Driscoll and Detroit should score some points. Washington's going to get some points. That defense is dreadful for the Lions. That'd be my guess.
Oakland at the Jets. We talked about this morning on Toucher and Rich in our appearance. West Coast team to the East Coast. Oakland 6-4, dude. They're hanging in the playoff place. Now, you talk about road favorites, right? Do you think more people will bet Detroit against Washington or Oakland against the Jets?
Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit.
Therefore, I think the Jets are the right side here.
And it's the Cleet Blakeman game, baby. Uh-oh. Give me the Jets plus 3 PT.
Wrangle.
Love it. Taking the wrangle. I'm riding the wrangle.
This is what I want. I'm going to talk to my guy. I want a black hoodie with white writing that has hashtag
Wrangle.
Capital R, capital A, NGLE.
I like that.
And a little trademark underneath.
I like that. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in on this. In on the very in.
If they do win, does it go over 147 points? I feel like they
under.
Need to score. So it's they beat under. Dallas at home. They won last week against the Dolphins.
Yep.
They're not a terrible team, the Jets.
They're not good.
They just have no players.
But this does feel like a winnable game for them, especially versus a Raiders team. They're 1-3 away. Mm. The Raiders don't play very well away from Oakland.
Okay, so earlier
Jets,
this year.
Jets have not been terrible at home either.
You remember this Thursday night game earlier? It was Jacksonville at home versus Tennessee. I had Tennessee and you had Jacksonville. And Tennessee did absolutely nothing and Jacksonville won. And now it's Tennessee at home 3.5 and Jacksonville with Nick Foles on the road. Do you know that Tannehill is, like, really good the last couple of weeks?
I did. Nick Foles.
Touchdown, Colts!
There you go. I like Jacksonville. I think, again, I still think they're the better team. I think you're looking at the similar matchup.
Titans are still in it, dude.
I know. I think both. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Jaguars are.
Well, if the Jags win, they're still in it.
That's kind of my point. Is this kind of. This is a real toss-up pick'em game, man. I would not be looking at this one. I would maybe look at the under. This feels like a divisional brawl in under. That's what it feels like.
Tannehill, dude. He's been. Say whatever you want about the guy. He's been better than Mariota.
Oh yeah, much better. Marcus Mariota sucks.
He missed that. I was gonna say that he missed that field goal.
No, he made it. Well, what's to be straight about it? Mariota has been garbage.
I saw Mariota at the Oregon game the other night.
Good.
He must be upset.
I'm sure his ass planted on the bench is where he belongs. So.
We will be at the Dallas New England game next weekend. Again, our Bankroll Boys tailgate will be at the Rodman Parking Lot Center, Rodman Center, whatever
Rodman
they call
Ford,
it.
Yep.
Rodman Ford. Love Ford trucks. I won't be bringing my Ford, but I'll be tailgating with Dan and friends and you. The total's 45.5. The Patriots are 6.5-point favorites. Just off the bat, like if I was giving real analysis here, the Patriots are not playing well. They're going to be down Mohamed Sanu this week. Edelman's a little bit hurt. They can't run the football. When you look at Quinn Lawrence and Bennett up front for Dallas.
Lawrence might not play.
Okay. But they got Jalen Smith, Sean Lee. Like, they got a good defense. And then if you look at it, the Patriots have struggled to stop the run. Mobile quarterbacks are even running games. So Zeke Elliott's been one of the best running back, if not the best running back in football.
Yep.
The spread kind of screams Patriots at home. I'm going to PP under 45.5.
PP under 45.5.
And to give you a weather update, it's going to rain.
Shocker.
Because we're going.
Shocker, right.
The Patriots win games at home, didn't they? Just win games at home. Dallas is ripe for the picking to beat the Patriots or be close, or they'll be a Jason Garrett.
They're going to be a Jason Garrett miscue away. The question is it a field goal miscue or is it a touchdown miscue? That's the question to me. I think the Cowboys are going to lose the game ultimately because Jason Garrett and his staff do something fucking stupid. The question is, do the Patriots capitalize with a touchdown or a field goal? And we'll see which one. That will determine the 6.5-point spread.
Locals have it at 7. It's been 7 all week.
It's 6.5 nationally. So.
Yeah, so as I'm saying, the local is like,
of course,
we're keeping it at 7. We're not moving it.
It does scare me a little bit that the line is moving away from the Pats.
Yeah.
Moving away. Sharps definitely like Dallas this week.
Dallas is a good team. Telling you right now, they're a better team than the Patriots are right now. Maybe not defensively, but just.
I think the Patriots are a better team. I just think that they're struggling offensively, and they'll get it going again. They will. But I just I like the Patriots. I'm not betting against the Patriots. It's stupid to bet against the Patriots the way I look at it.
Okay. All right. So I like PP.
Yep, you got it.
And then there's the Sunday night game.
Another great game.
Let me just forget it. Don't look at the spread. Who's a better team, Green Bay or San Fran?
Healthy? San Fran. Healthy. When they're missing Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders and all these guys, it's definitely.
We don't know if Kittle's playing this week, right?
We don't. Although it looked like he was.
And it looks like Sanders is probably coming back.
Yes.
The last time these two teams played was 33-30. Green Bay. And they're just so much better, the 49ers, right now. I mean, Green Bay didn't play well against the Chargers 2 weeks ago. What was their last game? I forget who their last game was. Just if you ask me who's playing better right now. Last game was Carolina. They won 24-16. And there was that snow game where they won by a half an inch.
I like
San Francisco's them. Playing better.
I like the Niners, man. I like the Niners. That's the team that I would roll with if I was taking a side. I would.
But
take it's
but think about it. Sunday Night Football. People are going to look for a bailout. They might see value in the dog.
Maybe the under.
The defense for Green Bay is not bad. Like Garoppolo does make mistakes.
He does.
If they can run the football
can
well,
can Green Bay stop the run?
Well,
it's going to be the imperative key to the game. Can Green Bay stop the run? Because the Niners defense, we know what we can do. And again, I know they struggled versus Arizona last week. But again, divisional games, I always say it, are different. I would tend to lean towards the Niners just because I think that they are the better team right now, personally. Personally, I think they're the better team. When healthy, I think they're a much better team. That's my personal opinion. I don't like Aaron Rodgers right now. I know the way that everyone feels about him because his team is 8-2 this year, but I've watched that team, and Aaron Rodgers just doesn't look the same to me.
Just to be honest with you, I did this ranking of quarterbacks this year. I still have him in the top 10, but
he's borderline top five, but he's just...
Yeah, I have Brady in the same spot.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. He's just
but
not...
But Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson... Like, even Dak's having a hell of a year.
Dak, I think you have to include Deshaun Watson in there.
Yep.
You know, I think all those guys can be considered right there.
And then again, Mahomes is still in there, too.
Of course, know? Mahomes. Of course, we're missing Mahomes, too.
And you know who's having a great year?
Mahomes is one of the top two quarterbacks.
You know who's having a great year and everyone just shits on him? It's Cousins. Nobody wants to give Cousins credit. No, I know. That's what I mean. Looking at stats,
the run game has helped Cousins significantly.
Good. He needs it.
I agree. I'm just saying... I think Cousins has benefited from the run game. All right.
So 47 is the total right now, live total in San Fran. I go under, man. Two defensive teams.
Me too. Me too. Blood. That's my favorite play in that game is the under, Joe.
All right. Baltimore, Monday Night Football, Baltimore at the Rams. Rams are 3-point dogs at home.
This opened as a 1-point favorite.
I read something today where if you look at the Rams' last few quarterbacks, all their quarterbacks have been dog shit. They're playing a buzzsaw this week.
I'm taking the Rams. I'm not PPing you, but yeah, I mean, think about it like this. Look at Baltimore's competition again. They got up for the Patriots game, but I mean.
They beat the Texans last week.
Yeah, and again, they dismantled them. I think that the Rams are a good defensive team who have the speed on defense to prep from Lamar Jackson. And the Rams have the wideouts to go run and gun versus the Ravens defense, which has been a problem for them. And the Rams can run the ball. Between the two combinations, I think we're looking at a lot of points. I think it's going over the 46.5. And I think that the Rams are going to win the game. I do. I'm not betting it. I wouldn't touch it. I just, if you're asking me who I'm liking right now, I like the Rams.
But that's you're looking at it as the number.
I like the number, and I like the team. I think they have the capability and the personnel to stop Lamar Jackson. I do. I just do.
Public road fave?
Oh, definitely.
About road dogging?
Massive road fave, yeah.
Oof. I feel like it's going to go under the 46.
I think it's going over.
Yeah. Tough week, man. A lot of primetime. What do we say every week with primetime games, by the way? There was something fluky always happens.
Always. Something fishy always happens. Fluky, fishy, whatever you want to call it. You want to talk about the bad beat last week? What was the Niners game.
Niners, yeah. Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, brutal. So, that's it.
That's it, man. We're done.
No questions this week. Sorry, guys. I know we haven't done them.
Come hang out at the tailgate.
You guys have questions, we'll answer them Sunday. Yep. Come hang out at the tailgate. We'll come talk to you. We'll get to questions next week. There's a lot. We have a lot to
90-minute podcast, dude?
More than that.
Holy shit.
More than that.
I didn't even punch in.
More than that. I did. I bunched in, but it's more than 90 minutes. We started this thing at 7:30.
Oh, my God. You guys wanted it. You got it. We're the Bankroll Boys. And we will again, we'll be at the Dallas Cowboys Patriots game right across from Gillette Stadium at the Robin Ford Center. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This is another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.